Hello, how are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. My name is Charles. How are you? Hope you are good. Hope you are good. We are good over here. We are doing what needs to be done. I don't know how I feel because I saw so many things this week. Actually, I was sent a video of some of these young kids paraded on the streets of Nigeria because of the thing that they are homosexuals. They give them placards with different colors of placards. If you went to secondary school in Nigeria, you will know what I'm talking about. Actually, it's not only in Nigeria, in Africa, in everywhere, literally everywhere, where these placards, they come in different colors. When you do your drawing in school, that's what you use. They gave it to them with different titles. I will not suck penis. I will not fuck a man. I will not be a homosexual. These are so disgraceful and disgusting. And this video was sent to me by Emrad. And that took me to a place where I did not like. I was so furious. I was so angry. But I know what it is. I absolutely know what this is. The worst thing you can be in an African household is gay. When I mean African household, African people across the diaspora, Black people across the diaspora, the worst thing you can be a homosexual. That is why sometimes certain things happen. People will be committing atrocities. They will be like, oh, is he gay? Is he gay? They won't even care about what you are doing as far as you are not a homosexual. Or they think you are a homosexual, that will be the talk of the town. In many African households, you can be poor, you can fail, you can disappoint, but the worst thing you can be is gay. It is not you being a criminal. It is not you being corrupt. It is not you being abusive, being a murderer, a scammer, a fraudster, a womanizer, a wife beater, child abuser. No, all you need to be is gay. Every fucking good-for-nothing, dry-crusted relatives and friends and family will condemn you to their so-called fucking hellfire that does not even exist. This is freaking weird to me and crazy. I'm still hearing some of the things I heard as a child around people that are like me. It is just absolutely damn disgusting. I want to make something extremely clear. This episode is not an exaggeration. I am fucking not exaggerating. This is our lived experiences, our lived reality. This is what we face every fucking day. Why is it that it is okay for children who none of them is not even up to 16 years old by the look on their faces? You are parading them on the streets of Nigeria with placards and you have adults there laughing. Where are their parents? Okay, if they are gay, why don't you speak to them? Why don't you find out what is going on? Why don't you be nice to them and be kind and find out what is going on? How are you? I understand how difficult this can be. Can you talk to me? Why don't you do something like this and treat them like human being? The problem here is that a lot of our people think that you choose to be a homosexual and that the worst thing you can ever be gay. I want to make something extremely clear, crystallized for some of you. You are stupid. You do not have common sense. You lack morals because this is not about morality. Because if you have morals in you, you will understand that the so-called preaching of Jesus Christ that you do all the time is about come one, come all, love thy neighbor as thyself, love each and every one of us. We should be how we are and come as we are. Treat everyone kindly, with empathy, compassion, and love. But God, I'm calling God, you don't do none of those things. Being gay is treated like a moral death, like you are a sinner. This is why on a daily basis, I get people ask me, do you believe in God? Are you religious? Repent. You are a sinner. This is evil. You don't know my heart. You do not fucking know anything about me. Because if you do, and if you care, if you understand that being gay is part of who a human being is, then you won't be saying some of these things. You know what's so, so sad about this whole thing? A lot of these people that are saying all of this nonsense are evil, hypocritical, and they do the worst things on the face of the earth. It is horrible. They lead double lives. They pretend. Some of them do the worst things you can never, ever even imagine in your head. And they will see you as a queer person and condemn you. A lot of them see being gay in a way that I don't even know how to understand. But they frame it as a curse, as a failure of parenting. And a lot of them forget that your children are not an extension of you. Your children are totally different from you. This is why a lot of them will be like, yo, you are bringing shame to the family. You are a disgrace to our family. No, it has nothing to do with you. Your child is different from you. Your brother is not you. Being a homosexual, being a lesbian, being a queer person, a trans person does not have anything to do with you. It is not you failing as a parent. Actually, a lot of you fail as parents because you do not know what it takes to raise a child. The only thing you know is that you fucked and your man or your wife saw your ecstasy face and you pushed out those babies. And then you sit down and expect that those babies become adults and then be your pension because that's what you know. They see it as a spiritual contamination, a public embarrassment, something worse than violence or abuse. But you know the thing, being queer, being LGBTQIA+, being a gay man, a lesbian, a homosexual, it's none of these things. It is not a failure of your parenting. It is not a spiritual contamination. It is not a public embarrassment. It is not something that is worse than violence or abuse. The number of times I have been told, "Ah, your parents are proud of you. You must be a disgrace to your family. You are not Igbo. Remove Igbo in your name. You are a disgrace to the Igbo people. You are a disgrace to your family." This is why some of us queer people, our relatives, don't want to speak to us. But the truth of the matter is, they have people in their family. Look around in some of our families. We have uncles that have abused their nieces sexually. We have uncles and aunties that have abused their nephews and their nieces sexually, molested them, and nobody will speak about this. But once you are a homosexualist, you are going to go to hell. You are a homosexualist. You are the worst. You are the worst. You are gagging on cock. You are the worst. You are a lesbian. You are eating a woman's pussy. You are going to hell. That's where all their morality, they become moral policies. They will start policing your life. They will start telling you how you are going to go to hell. In African homes, being gay isn't seen as identity. It is treated like betrayal. "You have betrayed us. You are a disgrace to our family. I feel so fucking betrayed. Why are you gay? Why did you choose to be this? You are such a shame to us." This is betrayal to our human nature. This is betrayal to our manhood. There's something that Nigerians say to me sometimes. They call penis prick. They'll be like, "Return our prick." What are you talking about? My penis belongs to me and I use it however I want to use it. And if I decide to suck on a man on another man's penis, that is my fucking problem. If I decide to eat another man's backside, that is me. That does not have anything to do with you. That does not have anything to do with if I'm a good person, if I'm clever, if I'm kind, if I'm a pillar of the society. The thing is that a lot of these people forget that in countries like Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, African people as a whole across the diaspora, that some of the men and some of the men of God and reverence and people you respect are actually homosexuals. And there is nothing wrong with them. The language used against us as queer people is crazy. The things we queer people hear at home, you can never ever imagine. Of course, this has happened to people that I know and continues to happen on a daily basis. Things like, "You are a shame to our family. You will destroy this family. We failed because of you. It is even better that you were never born. I wish I never gave birth to you. I wish I never imagined to have a child like you. I will kill you for the fact that you are gay. God will punish you. You've killed our family name. It is crazy. I don't want to be around you as a friend because you are so dirty. You are so ugly. You are so stupid and unholy. I don't want to have anything to do with you. I am going to strangle you to death with my bare hands because you are gay. Don't come around here. We don't want to see you. Never, ever come back home. And they think all of these things are okay. A lot of our people forget that words mean a lot. Words are a massive weapon. The things you say out of your seasoning barren mouth, sometimes to your children, to your relatives, mean a lot. They are fucking harmful. Many of us queer people were emotionally killed long before we ever left home. And that follows us around everywhere we go. This is why I am here. This is why representation matters. Because when you hear things that are positive, that are uplifting, that tells you that who you are is okay, you will begin to be alive. Because the number of horrible words that we are told every day will fucking drain and make you feel like you don't matter. That is a slow death that you receive by being around people like this who fucking don't mean well. A lot of our people are just mean and they use it in the name of fucking religion and Christianity. And it does not sit well with me. Religion makes it worse, not better. Religion is weaponized on everything that you can imagine of. Anything, everything that you can think of. Parents hiding cruelty behind God. Abuse framed as love. Violence justified as correction. Silence demanded as obedience. What the hell is this? God is often used as an excuse for emotional abuse in a lot of our African households. Faith without humanity becomes cruelty. I don't know if a lot of you know this. People that are gay, people that are queer, can be close to God. There is nothing wrong with someone being a homosexual, a lesbian, and be a man of God, a woman of God, as some of you want to call it. Being queer, being LGBTQIA+, is not evil. It is natural. People don't choose their sexual orientation. My days. I do not know how many times I need to speak and say things like this to make it clear to some of you. They will say to you, it is not part of our culture. This is not in our lineage. This is not what we do. You are a disgrace. We don't do this here. It is un-African. Don't bring it here. Our ancestors condemn this. Our culture condemn this. Lineage, image, and control. Obsession with your bloodline, our bloodline, who we are, is crazy. Fear of community gossip. That is what their problem is. Reputation over reality. What reputation are you fighting for? The reality is your child is gay. Your daughter is a lesbian. Your son is a trans man. Your daughter is a trans girl. Your son is gender non-conforming. What is that? You are worried about what people are going to think about our family. You've tarnished our image. But the reality of the matter is that you need to love your child. You need to stop fearing all the gossip your people are going to gossip about you. I will give you a personal example. I don't even know if I need to talk about this here, but I will talk about it. I have some relatives that came on my TikTok live stream a few months ago, maybe almost a year now. And they were saying so many things, calling me by names. I don't know how they found my account. And they were horrible. I couldn't identify one of them because one of them, their mother stepped out on their father. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him before. But I knew who the other ones were. So I went to my sister, told my sister. My sister went toes. Stand 10 toes and was fighting them, had an argument with them, was exchanging and was protecting and fighting on my behalf. Because one thing is, my sister is not ashamed of who I am. She loves me unconditionally. There is nothing wrong with me. The brother she knows is the brother she knows. There's nothing different, nothing changed. I'm a homosexual. That doesn't make me a bad person. That is not disgraceful. Because the truth of the matter is, I have had an experience of someone coming to insult me that I know that their father is gay. I know their father. It is crazy. This whole fear of community gossip drives me crazy because it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. I've said this earlier. Children are seen as extensions, not humans, right? Because your children are not an extension of you. They are a whole humans that are totally different from you. They are a whole individual. They think differently. Their emotions are different from yours. All you have to be is love, support, and love them and care for them unconditionally. Oh, no. To make them... That is why I always say that some of you will never, ever experience happiness and kindness because you don't deserve it. This is why... Some of you get older, your children will abandon you because you were never a good parent. You never showed them love, kindness, support, and compassion. African parents don't fear losing their child. They fear losing their reputation, their face, their pride. People are not going to respect me anymore. Yada, yada, yada. Who fucking cares? Who the F cares? What this does to gay people? What this does to gay Africans, queer Africans, it's a lot. It has a extremely long-term impact that a lot of people don't even talk about. I have experienced this firsthand. This has been my lived experiences. Some of them has happened to me directly and indirectly and to people that I know personally and continues to happen to some of them on a fucking daily basis. Self-hate, hyper-independence, fear of intimacy, overachieving to compensate, depression and anxiety, living double lives, cutting off emotions to survive. This is something that I have seen happen to a lot of people in my community. I am speaking to someone now that lives in Nigeria that is going through a massive depression and anxiety, and I don't even know what to do. They are expressing it in a way whereby I know what to do, but of course, there's going to be a way where I will raise some money. I'm thinking of that to get better help for them to speak to a therapist. There are a lot of people who live in the United Kingdom who are gay people that grew up in Nigeria, in Ghana, in Cameroon, in other African countries that are going through all of these things that I just mentioned. Sometimes you suppress your emotions to survive. You become numb to certain things that does not allow some of these things to get to me. I will be crying and fighting people on a daily basis. But I have developed a mechanism in which I use to shield myself from a lot of this nonsense. Some of them will just have wives and then cheat on their wives with men behind their backs. That is a typical example of living double lives. Sometimes we try to overachieve, to compensate, to prove to them that we are worth everything, that we are doing very well. I'm going to prove to you that I am worthwhile. To compensate, no. Carry our family troubles and finances and everything on top of our head because we want to prove a point. You don't need to overextend yourself to be loved. Biological family don't have to always be your family. You can leave them, cut ties with them and still live your life and enjoy yourself and be whole and complete. Many gay Africans grow up believing love must hurt. We feel like for us to be loved, it's controlled, it's punishment, it's them condemning you, telling you all of these things. No, that's not love. Love does not have to hurt. Relationship does not have to hurt. Love is supposed to be sweet. It's supposed to be amazing because that's what it is. It doesn't have to be intimidating. It doesn't have to be cruel. It doesn't have to be mean. It has to be sweet, amazing, and loving. That is what love is. If someone is being mean to you and then turning back to tell you, I did this to you because I love you, they do not love you. Because if someone loves you, they will never, ever make you feel bad. They will never hurt you. They will never do. The love that I know is amazing. It is sweet. It is wonderful. Do you understand? This is why some of us never come out. Because there is a lot of costs in being honest to yourself. I am a typical example of that. I have lost so many friends because of my honesty, because of me living in my truth, because of me living my life unapologetically, because of saying it like it is. I have lost friendships, people that I knew from childhood, But they were never meant to be my friends. They were never meant to be in my life. They were never meant to be doing anything with me whatsoever. A lot of us queer people are scared of being disowned, being beaten, being cursed, being financially cut off from our family, being spiritually terrorized. Silence is not cowardice. Sometimes it is survival. I really understand when people try to hide and not speak and just live their life in hiding quietly and things like this. I understand this. This is why I always preach, make peace with who you are. Be okay with who you are. Because once you are okay with who you are, that's fine. You do not need to come out to anybody. As long as you've made peace with who you are and you are okay in your truth. Because it is dangerous. Silence is not you being a coward. You not coming out doesn't mean you are a coward. It means you are protecting yourself. You are saving your energy. You are protecting yourself from any negativity. Because can you imagine if you are someone that is dependent on your family and they happen to find out that you are gay, they cut you off financially. That means nothing for you. Maybe you are a student, your school ends and all of these things. And we don't want that for you. I totally understand this. That is something that I have seen happen so many times. I know a few people in Nigeria that I have helped financially. I know it is not enough, but because of their families have cut them off and don't support them and are mean to them. Sometimes their families say to them, I am going to unalive you. I am going to strangle you myself. And that is not a good place to be. There is some difference in the diaspora, but it is not enough. Location doesn't always mean safety. Even if you are outside of Africa and you live somewhere, that doesn't mean that you're not going to get people do some form of madness to you. Families export homophobia abroad. I remember something that happened a few years ago. This was in Manchester. I used to work somewhere. And this guy, the parents threw him out because they found out that he's gay. This happened in the United Kingdom. My friend was telling me this. I knew someone at the time and they were telling me this. I don't know the person personally, but our people export their homophobia. They export it. They take it to the United Kingdom, to the USA, to everywhere. They take it everywhere. Cultural control follows people. Some people will leave Africa and go to some other place and they will still be wallowing in their homophobia. They will still be the same people they were. Some people never change. Some people never evolve. Some people will still continue to be the waywardness that they are. And the number of people who come to me on TikTok lives to say crazy things, you will know they live in the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Spain, Germany, Australia, the USA. And you will say to them, I know you are new in the US. You are new in the United Kingdom. You are new in Spain, in the Netherlands, in Austria, wherever you are. If you are not careful, people are going to report you and you are going to be deported. And all of a sudden, they will close their accounts. Because some people will tell them this. They carry their higi and haga, their waywardness everywhere. Shame travels faster than healing. That is why they say to you, I'm going to, you're shameful, blah, blah, blah. There's a guy that was so mean to me. I went on his profile and he lives in Germany. There was a woman that was so horrible to me. She lives in the United Kingdom. And she was on the train when she was speaking to me. And she got off the train and she was saying all the nonsense she was saying. I said to her, you live in the United Kingdom, right? You know people can report you to the Home Office. You are new, I can tell. And since then, she's never been on my TikTok live. There was another woman as well that did something wild as well. Someone on my TikTok live said to her, oh, you live in the Netherlands. She went and made her account private. This is what they do. Because they carry their nonsense to wherever they are going to. Distance doesn't automatically bring freedom. Boundaries do. I had to work on the boundaries I have with a lot of people. That is why I say every fucking body in my village knows I'm a homosexual. If you think they don't know, I am fucking happy for you to take a wood gong, a metal gong, and go to the AK market in my village and announce it to them. Because I do not care. I am an Igbo gay man. Of course, you said I suck on a penis. I do. I eat man's backside. I suck in a penis. I sleep with men. That's what I do. And there is nothing shameful about that. I will never fucking be ashamed of who I am because I did not choose to be gay. I did not choose to be who I am. The so-called God that you are weaponizing against us created people like me. So when you live in the United Kingdom or in the USA or in Germany or Australia or the Netherlands, work on creating boundaries. Work on creating boundaries. And know that once you create these boundaries, do not allow any good for nothing crusty family members or anyone to speak to you crazy. Don't allow that. I have talked about healing so many times in so many ways. I have discussed this privately with people that I know and things like this. But what does healing actually look like? What does it look like for us? Do I even know? But I do know for sure that healing is you naming the abuse for what it is. If someone is mean to you, say it. This is what you've done to me. And if you are able to say it, you begin to heal. At least you know what's happening to you, what has happened to you. By naming the abuse you went through, the horrible situations that you went through, that will allow you to begin to heal. Choosing distance, if needed, is important. My dear, I have distanced myself from a lot of people. If I tell you the number of my relatives, old friends, cousins that I don't speak to, that I don't text, that I don't have any communication with, it is not easy to do, but you will get there. Choose your distance because you will know if you need to do that. And then you begin to come back to the ones that have common sense. I did that, and then I began to pick the ones that have common sense, that understand. Building chosen family is important. Therapy, if it is accessible to you, because therapy is not cheap. Yeah, therapy, if you have the means to do that. Financial independence. Of course, nobody is going to ever be financial independent because you always have to work. But financial independence in the sense that you are able to take care of yourself, you have a job, you can be able to pay your way and every other thing associated to this. Self-forgiveness. You need to forgive yourself. You need to understand that you did not do anything wrong, that you are not wrong. You need to make peace with yourself. Know that you are who you are. You did not choose to be this person. Know that there is nothing wrong with you. Because once you realize all of these things and you make peace with yourself, you will begin to heal. Because what I've realized is that some of us queer people, some of us gay people, haven't really, really made peace with ourselves. We haven't really forgiven ourselves. And once you learn to do this, you will begin to heal. Letting go of approval. Oh my God. Approval and permission. You do not need their approval. You do not need their permission to be who you are. You don't need anybody's validation. There was a video I made one time where I said, I don't need your permission from each and every one of you, be you my father, my mother, my uncle, my auntie. I don't need your permission to live my life. I don't need your approval. And once you let go of approval, you will begin to flourish. You will begin to live your life unapologetically. You will feel light. You will be okay. You will feel amazing. You don't heal by making them comfortable. You will never heal if you continue to make people comfortable, your family comfortable. This is why I always say some of these people need to learn how to be uncomfortable, being comfortable. You heal by choosing yourself. Listening to this and listening carefully, listening attentively. You are going to heal by choosing yourself. And choosing yourself doesn't mean you being selfish, because of course you're going to still have people in your life, but I mean taking care of who you are, preserving your energy, knowing when to create boundaries and things like this. I feel so bad for people. I feel so bad for the experiences we've had. But what I am doing here, what I continue to do with this platform and all of my platform, is empower people, empower queer people in our own best kind of way. We need to be empowered. We need to understand that we don't need permission from anybody. This is a message to gay Africans, queer African people, Black people all around the world. If you are listening to this, you are not the worst thing that happened to your family. You are not a mistake. You are not cursed. You are not a disappointment. You are not too much. Being gay didn't destroy your family. being gay didn't destroy your family. Their intolerance did. This is why I said, I do not want to be around people where I feel like I am being tolerated. No, we do not want that. Your homosexuality did not do anything wrong to your family. Your family did everything wrong to themselves. You understand this? I feel like a lot of us need to start thinking about this. When they say to you that the worst thing you can be in an African household is gay, the thing is it is because it exposes everything they refuse to heal. A lot of our people have some form of trauma and double standards. And once they start saying all of these things to you, you just reclaim the narrative. You reclaim it and tell them, yes, I know the reason why you're saying that this is worse is because it exposes you. Because everything you refuse to do for yourself to heal. Because if you understand that people are different, that people are individuals, that people can live their lives and be who they are and do everything, you yourself will begin to heal. Because the truth of the matter is that some of our people have a lot of baggages, a lot of trauma, a lot of struggles, and they lash out on the people that are vulnerable. And those vulnerable people are LGBTQIA+ individuals. So for them to make themselves feel big, they do every mean thing to you. They lash out at you, they insult you, they do all of these things. But the earlier they understand, they will begin to heal. A lot of us queer people need to understand that you are a whole human being outside your parents' house, outside of people who you grew up with. In your life, you have control of your life. Being gay can be the bravest, freest, most honest thing you ever did and become in your life, because that's who you are. You did not choose to be gay. You did not choose to be a lesbian. You did not choose to be queer. This is the most freeing and bravest thing you can ever become, because you are divine. You are divinely protected. You are wonderful. You are revered. You are sacred. You are holy. There is nothing wrong with you. A lot of these people, when they begin to face their own struggles and their trauma and understand that you being gay, you being a homosexual, you being a lesbian, you being a LGBTQIA+, does not have anything to do with their struggles and their problems, they will then heal. They will understand. Until that day, they will continue to be miserable if they don't come to this realization that you do not have anything to do with their fears, with their struggles, with their pain, that you being queer doesn't have anything to do with that. If they realize that, their life will begin to be lighter. We as queer people, we deserve a life where love doesn't feel like punishment. I want you to listen to this. You as a queer person, you as an LGBTQIA+ individual, you as a gay person, as a lesbian, as a trans man, as a trans woman, gender non-conforming individual, you deserve a life where love doesn't feel like punishment. Because love does not hurt. Love is amazing. If someone is being mean to you, calling you names, telling you that you are evil, that person does not love you. That person wants to control you. I want to let you know that you are amazing. You are wonderful. You are the light. Thank you so much for joining the movement for visibility, representation, truth, and everything wonderful. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. We love you. We see you. We are in this together. This is a community. I will see you in the next episode.